I want you to love me like my dog does, honey. He never says I wish you made more money.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. You know, it's funny, I'm surprised I didn't say let's have him on before because I lost my dog Tiki a couple of weeks ago.
But we've been texting back and forth.
Yes.
You know, it's a hard thing, and people who don't have pets may not realize how hard it is. I mean, they're members
Bill
of the family.
Bill doesn't have pets, and he was so sweet and really knew how hard it was on me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, someone with empathy would, and Bill has that. But, you know, people may not understand that this is someone that you've spent, in some cases, more time with than your spouse, you know?
Yeah. And so,
and it does suck.
We've been looking around at a rescue, a couple of shelters, and we decided on one. I don't want to say much about it because I don't want to jinx it. It's they're doing a home check, and
ooh,
if that's approved,
well, it's a good thing they're not going to Bill's home. He's got a gibbon in his house.
Yeah, Peanut the Gibbon.
Peanut the Gibbon, you know. So
what do they check? What do they do when they come to the house?
They're making sure we have a fence in our yard. They're going to make sure that the door to our Star Wars room is closed.
Yeah.
It's got to be puppy-proofed a little bit, and I'm quite positive we'll pass it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to dust.
I'm not dusting. But I'll tell
that's
you, and Bill,
line.
We went through
it's
this.
It's easy to see the line because there's so much dust.
I applied at a bunch of different rescue places, and Bill was watching me complain about it because they were questioning so many things. They called my vet to make sure I'm a good pet owner.
Which
so
you
they vetted
are.
Me at my vet.
Yeah.
And you pointed out to me, which made me so mad, it's like it would be easier for me to get a gun than a dog.
It is.
Probably is.
It is.
And even if
that's
you're 18,
disgusting.
Apparently. I'm not sure of that. But yes, it is. And
but it's so good that they take all these drastic measures to find out that the potential owners are on the up and up.
Yeah, I mean, having
why
said that.
Why can't they do that for a gun owner, though?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Some animal shelters and rescues, actually, I think, go too far. They make it so difficult that they discourage people who would otherwise be pretty good owners from adopting, you know? So if you didn't have a fenced-in yard, what if you never let your dog in the yard and you always walked your dog on leash? Then it's irrelevant.
Well,
you
then
know?
I believe that's negotiable as well. That's
I hope.
Something, you know. You know, they asked us, we do have a fenced in yard.
Do they know this is Wendy Snyder?
No.
Oh.
No.
Can I call and tell them? What if they listen to the radio?
I believe the owner of the actual place does listen, and I went and did this on my own, but the foster
now she
mom
knows.
The foster mom doesn't know, and I don't want to. I mean, I'm just there as a dog lover and,
I know,
and a potential
but you
dog
are.
Owner.
You know, I will tell you, every time I come in here with Cochrane, you know, with an adoptable dog, we can't get out with Wendy's without Wendy's approval.
I know, I got to check
know.
It out.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Starfish Rescue is who it is, and I just found him online at that pet finder, and I'm like, that looks cute. I want to go look at him. I wanted a couple of things. I wanted a puppy, and people made me feel guilty.
No,
like, there are
no.
older dogs that need a home.
There are.
Tiki was two when I got him.
Yeah.
I just, right now, this is what I wanted.
You do what feels right for you and your family, and there is no right or wrong. There is no right or wrong as to how long you wait after a pet passes away. There is no right or wrong as to whether you get a pedigree animal or not, a purebred dog or cat.
What, Steve, what about this? We debated whether or not you want to get the same breed or a pet that looks like
no
your old
right
pet,
or wrong.
But it's up to
no
you.
Right
I
or
was
wrong.
Looking for a, you know, Tiki's coloring. I
yeah.
loved that look. And
yeah.
then this is completely different, all black dog.
Sure.
You know, I there's a very famous person that I knew who, loyal individual, but I think I told you the story, but she lost a dog named, a miniature poodle named Tinker, and then got another dog who she called Tinker 2,
yeah.
and then got another dog who she called Tinker 3, and then actually the dog outlived her,
oh.
but... It would have been
oh.
Tinker 4,
was
I suspect.
Was it Phyllis Diller?
No, no. You're kind of close,
was
but that's
Grant
not the
Tinker?
Point. No, it wasn't. Who it is isn't the point of
oh.
the story. The point
right.
of the story is that they're really, she's a wonderful dog owner. I mean, everyone is different. And I think I also told this story to Wendy, and I've told it years and years ago when I was on Saturday nights here. I was just taking phone calls. We were talking about pet loss, and a truck driver calls. So you know what I asked him to do when he announced he was a truck driver.
Blow his horn.
I did.
Yeah. What is wrong with
which,
men?
That's what you
which
do.
Which sounded
do.
Like what?
Ah.
Something like that. So he did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay radio. And I was laughing. He was laughing. And he said, you know, man, And I was picturing him, just by the way he was talking, he had to be 6'8", 300 pounds, you know, a tough truck driver. You know, man, I lost my dog. It got up and died. And I'm ready to get another dog. Mm-hmm. I said, how long ago was that? And the answer was like 23 years ago. So there is no, it's hard to get over that. And I know people who've had such a tough time, they never get another pet. You know, yeah. It's a hard thing to do. And some people are ready the next day. There is no right or wrong. As long as you are understanding that the new pet in your home isn't going to be the same as the old pet.
Right.
And have realistic expectations and love whatever it is you do get.
What about this Barbara Streisand thing where she cloned her dog, Steve? Do you recommend that?
No, not at all. She wasted her money. She has a lot of it to waste, yeah, I suppose. Guess. But, you know, she truly did waste her money, in my opinion. Because, yeah. First of all, you take...
The new dog won't have any of the memories of the old dog.
No.
You're starting from scratch.
You are.
Similar look.
What you just said is exactly right and wrong.
Oh.
So the similar look is not necessarily the case.
No?
Incidentally. Yeah, surprisingly so. I would have thought so too. But it really is not necessarily the case. And how a dog's temperament is, yes, genetics, but also how the dog is raised and the experiences the dog has.
Right.
So unless she has a time machine, and it's Barbara Streisand, she might,
yeah,
and she remembers the way we were, and go back in time, and every single day is exactly the same with the exact same
exposure. That's a Twilight Zone for
yeah.
you, right there.
Yeah, it's right. We could write a Twilight Zone episode, but it's not real life, and this dog cannot possibly be the same. But that's how much people love their dogs.
And I'll tell you, Jimmy Mack and I have realized that we really messed up our kids, so we're going to do it right with the puppy. So we're going to take the puppy classes together.
Good.
And I'm really looking forward to that because, you know, we want to really train this thing. So I'll know for sure. I don't want to jinx it, but God, I love them.
It's amazing how quickly we bond, and we can't help that. We have evolved with dogs, and we are hardwired. That's why pet store purchases happen so often, so impulsively, and that's why you bond with dogs that you just see pictures of online without meeting them. Eventually, in your case, you met this dog, I know, the puppy, but people do. They fall in love with just a picture.
Sure.
We can't help that.
That's noted pet expert Steve Dale back after
Am
this.
Am I going?
You
wanna, Am
yeah,
I leaving?
There'll be more. Steve's,
oh, no. Good.
Stay.
Okay.
Stay.
Sit.
Stay. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. We have noted pet expert Steve Dale in the studio. I am looking very forward to getting my dog. I just want to tell you that if you go to a rescue, this particular place, Starfish Rescue, and there are many of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just got an emergency text that Bill will appreciate. So greatly appreciate your advice. You're great on the air with these two.
I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Doc Emmerich.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him for a while. Yep.
He loves
I
his
love
doggies,
his,
I'll he, tell you
yes,
right
he
now.
Yes, he does. He's got two defensemen. His dogs.
But I just want to say that these shelters and rescue places, they will make you write a check for $150 to spay or neuter them. And once you have proof of that, they rip up that check.
Yeah,
and same thing
yeah.
with taking classes. They, especially with a puppy, you pay extra. And then when you show them the little diploma.
I love that.
So isn't that a great, they're
it's
really.
More than a great thing
yeah.
because more than anything that saves dogs' lives is appropriate socialization. And a pet parent being able to communicate with that dog, which puppy classes provided, opens a window of communication. So it's not only about teaching sit, stay, down, which Bill has taught me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're doing great.
Thank you. It's also, though, opening that window of communication from one end of the leash to the other to two different species. And while we do a pretty good job at understanding dogs, and they do a better job of understanding us, they are still a different species. And these puppy classes are hugely, hugely helpful. If, and I wish their contract could somehow say this, they are positive reinforcement
yeah.
classes and not aversive training classes. In fact, a bit of research just came out from a friend of mine, a veterinary behaviorist outside Detroit, Michigan, who has shown with her study that positive reinforcement classes mean that the dog, puppy to dog, is going to stay in that home far longer if not forever, through that dog's lifetime, compared to aversive training classes. And I forget the data, but it's like amazing, like 20% or something of these dogs that with a aversive trainer, trainers not using positive reinforcement.
What does that mean? Like, you know, the old school when the dog piddles on the rug, you rub its nose
in it. Yeah, stuff like that. They yank the dog.
Which people still believe that's the way to do it.
Yeah. That is sometimes. No, it is not. So they yank the dog.
I tried it with Jim. It didn't work.
Didn't work with Jimmy? Yeah.
They use those choke collars, even on puppies. Yeah. You know, the chain link type collars. And they believe in punishment. And all of that really doesn't communicate well to dogs, especially in the in a home setting. Certain kind of punishment does work. So technically, giving a dog a timeout is punishment. Those kinds of things. But to do this in a dog training class is just not appropriate. And what happens is that these dogs, it turns out, do not stay in homes near as long.
Well, an untrained dog is not good for the family or the dog.
Correct.
And sometimes they can get mean if you're mean to them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, so I love dog shows. And Easter is, of course, a holiday now, or I should say a holiday, because on Easter,
it is what we pay him the big bucks for,
Bill. I guess so.
It is the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. It airs Easter Sunday at 6 o'clock Eastern, if you're in New York at the time, or 5 o'clock here. It's on the USA Network. And then a week later, an encore presentation on April 8th at 1 o'clock Eastern and 12 noon here. 78 or something breeds are going to be there. Big Hollywood stars, Hollywood, they'll be there as well.
Oh, we've not seen you since the incident on the United flight a dog was put in the overhead compartment. I already know what you're going to say about it, but say it anyway. What are your thoughts on how horrendous that turned out?
Well, I mean, when I wrote about it, first of all, I didn't write about it immediately. I was one of the first on the story, but I still didn't write about it immediately because I didn't believe it. I mean, who would do that?
Yeah.
There's a problem if you put a dog, a cat, a human being, anything where there is no air.
Why would the family let that happen? I would have said that my dog is not going in there.
You know, sometimes when they may not be frequent travelers, and sometimes when a person of authority tells you to do something, you listen. And actually, it's illegal not to listen to a flight attendant.
Yeah,
now, I would have still walked off the plane or something myself. But nevertheless, that is, I suspect she thought it would be okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I can't answer that question. But what I can say is I had people that teach flight attendants, right, on my Facebook page saying, we don't teach people not to do this because who would have ever thought any flight attendant would even think of doing this? It is the most absurd thing in the world. It's wrong. And these are people that teach flight attendants. The flight attendant later said, I didn't know a dog was in there, but it's a carrier for a dog. What else would be in there?
Yeah. Well, maybe it was empty and they were going to pick up a dog. I mean, that's
when you
ask. A communication, like a language barrier? Because
not that I know of.
Because you'd think the family would go, this is my dog. There's a dog in there.
You ask a good question that I can't answer, but then, of course, when they put it up there, the dog dies.
And it was barking for 2 hours, I thought.
I don't know about 2 hours, but it was barking at some point.
Okay, so they didn't figure out there was a dog in there then?
And not only did the other flight attendants, not to mention that a flight attendant, maybe they didn't hear the barking, but other passengers did, and they didn't do anything about it either. So
I would have been kicked off that plane because I would have said, what in God's name are you doing?
Yeah, me too.
I would have been that doctor dragged off the plane.
Yes.
And then we would have done a news story on me.
Yeah, how about that?
Good show press.
That would have been great. Next time.
Anything for publicity.
United has since apologized.
They did, and they
profusely.
So in United's defense, I guess, one thing they did, which was really nice, is now they... I would have thought unnecessary, but I think it's a good idea. They have a special tag that they put on those flight bags now that have a pet inside it.
Yeah.
But then two other things happen within the course of days to poor United Airlines. You almost have to feel sorry for them that so many things happen all at once. But what I really feel sorry for are the animals. You know, In my opinion, it's not surprising at all. I fly a fair amount, and anyone who flies a fair amount understands that things happen with airlines. And it's not only United Airlines, it's any airlines. There are mix-ups all the time. I mean,
people are just slapping vests on these dogs, saying they're therapy dogs.
That's a whole other issue, and that's wrong to do. I agree with you. Luggage gets lost all the time, right? And United or any other airline, I suspect, would say, well, look how many bags we handle over the course of a year. I suppose that's right. But is it acceptable that this happens so often? So if there are mix-ups, and there are mix-ups, ticket mix-ups, all these other things that happen every single day, a dog can't say, well, wait a minute, I really am supposed to be here and not over there. So their internal systems, but what I mean by there is all airlines, not necessarily only United. Their internal systems need to be fixed on several different levels. I mean, in my opinion, flying a lot, although I love United Airlines, I truly do. Overall, they do a great job. But having said that, we would not allow these types of mix-ups happening as consumers in a lot of other industries. And this isn't just baggage. It's a member of our family.
SteveDalePetWorld.com is how you found him. You can read about his canine star Benji, who paid a visit to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was so much fun.
And all the people who have called that we can't get through, how
Hello,
do they reach
people.
You?
PetWorld@SteveDale.tv.
You're awesome. Thank you. I'll let you know
Thank
how
you.
It goes with
I,
the puppy.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Steve. That's
Thank you,
Steve
Bill.
Dale, everybody. He's a noted pet expert. We'll
noted.
Take a quick break
noted.
And then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.